This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
Scream loudly!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
No better way to start your day.
93.3.
The Planet.
Hey, baby.
Hey, mama.
I like Zach. He's back in the group.
I ain't even up yet.
I like Tom Morello.
He's back in the group?
Oh yeah.
Well, did they ever get to play Rage Against the Machine, the reunion?
No, Coachella was canceled.
That's where our connection is today. So it was Foo Fighters last hour.
Yeah.
These are bands that are supposed to be on tour right now.
Oh. Well, good Lord. Ain't that all of them?
Yeah, a good bit. Foo started in January. They had to stop. Rage was going to start on the 29th of this month.
Yeah.
Because Foo was coming to Knoxville on the 20th. Then it all got postponed.
I wonder once we do have concerts again. Music venues, music theaters.
Music halls.
Concert halls.
South Carolina Opera. Uptown Opera.
I wonder how long before the pits come back. Yeah, moshing pits. Like, is it a Rage show? Like, you see that sea of people, and then all of a sudden, depending on what song it is, Morella, he's up there doing his spirit fingers on them freaking guitar strings.
Guitar strings hanging out.
And you see it start circle, like the eye of a tornado. Mm. Oh, is it Hurricane Hugo? No, it's a mosh pit at a concert.
You better mosh 6 feet apart.
You better, yeah. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you're right, Paige. Coachella was canceled or postponed. Mm-hmm. Bonnaroo, postponed. Five Festival never even happened.
That never happened.
You see that documentary?
Yeah. Oh. Coachella in the fall. I don't know if that's going to work.
Well, no.
Yeah, well.
I mean, we've already got everything's going to be in the fall. The Masters, U.S. Open, Wimbledon, British Open.
Every
all kind of stuff. So no concerts, no music festivals. All that will be picking back up. And, like I've said before, this summer and fall is going to be the absolute greatest. It's going to be the absolute greatest. And everybody right now, when you're sitting there in your mind thinking, oh, I miss going out with my friends and doing all this stuff. Remember this when we're allowed to go back outside. Don't have gratitude for life. Realize how important it is, and there's no time for lollygagging.
No.
You've already seen Tiger King, now back to work. If you got time to lean, you got time to clean.
It's supposed to make you reset and reassess.
Right. Phonaroo, the world's first ever live concert music festival performed exclusively by phone during a pandemic. It's catching up now. Lady Gaga's doing it now.
Yeah.
She listens.
Everybody's getting
this. Bet she listens.
You know she does.
Wait, this was our idea, and now the world's taking it on. Good. That's fine. This is why we will and deserve a Marconi this year.
In fact,
a Jefferson Award.
Jeff's a Golden Apple, too. I want one of those.
Star Award?
a cable ace.
Employee of the month. Everybody gets it this week.
I want to park up front now.
Right. So Phonaroo is our way to, you know, again, day 16. And we'll do this till it needs to stop. Local musicians, musicians in general that are – dude, if Dave Grohl called in and says, hey, guys, it's Dave. I'd like to play some drums. I'd like to beat on my skins for you.
Might be able to make it work.
We might would allow that. Yeah, so
sure.
It's – but especially with the localized musicians, those – especially the ones that literally follow their dreams as we tell them to do of, you know what, live on the edge, follow your dreams, go life on the road, do it. And then we need to support what we've told them to do. And a lot of musicians and bands, their life is on the road. Their life is playing. That's their financial support. Yep. So Phonaroo today brings us a young man by the name of V-Li Harrington. I don't know. We'll ask him. Hey, V-Li.
Hey, how's it going?
Doing well, sir. Here's how I wrote your name down on the paper so I would say it the right way. V-E-E-L-I-E and then Harrington. V-Li. Now, how do you spell it? If I'm looking for you on the Google, how would I look up V-Li?
It's V-I-L-A-I and then Harrington with an A, H-A-R-R-I-N-G-T-O-N.
That sounds like a hotel I couldn't afford to stay at.
Yeah.
Where are you guys at? Oh, we have a suite at the V-Li.
V-Li.
Okay. We're over here at the Holiday Inn.
Uh-huh.
Hey, what?
Yeah. So what a name. What does it mean? Does it translate to something cool?
It means one of great strengths. It's, my dad's Irish and Samoan, so.
He's what?
Irish and Samoan.
Oh, okay.
That's an interesting combo.
Yeah.
You related to The Rock at all?
My family likes to say that,
say it.
I don't know how to really prove it too well.
Tweet him and see if he responds.
Talk mad crap about him.
Oh, he talks mad crap about The Rock?
Yeah, they say he's super Hollywood, so.
Well, I'll tell you what. It must be a lot of that because I hear the same thing about Nia Jax. Mm-hmm. And she's also The Rock's cousin. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hollywood?
Yeah, and I don't like those songs either.
It's kind of like a Polynesian thing. It's like anyone that like hits it, it's like, oh, yeah, that's your cousin.
Yeah.
You could be related to Aquaman. You know?
That's true. V-Li Harrington. Yeah. I was doing a little show prep, as we call it in the business, and I found you on Instagram, and I was kind of taken aback, to quote Fatboy, of at Big Harrington, and when I clicked on it, I was like, God bless, this son of a bitch should be playing in the NBA. You're tall. How big a boy are you?
I'm about 6'5", 6'6". Not anything drastic, but. Normal.
Can you see over the aisles at grocery stores to see if there's toilet paper, or do you have to actually walk over there?
It depends on the store.
Okay. All right.
I'm going to take him with me. He can snatch
I know. He could be like our Jeffrey from Toys R Us.
Your personal shopper.
Yeah, he'll just walk around in this.
That's kind of the thing growing up is like I grew up in a town that has like a real lot, mostly older population. Like it's a small retirement town. I grew up in Aiken. And, that was just like I always happened to end up at Kroger on senior day and just helping all the old ladies get their stuff down from the shelves. So,
well, good for you.
It took me a little bit longer to get my groceries. But,
yeah, that's awesome. Did you play basketball? I hate to ask any tall person that, but I just assume that you did.
I did.
Good.
I played in high school and tried a short stint in college, but ended up just wanting that.
Who'd you play for, Grand Canyon University? Did they have a ball team?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You wanted to switch to music, play some guitar.
Yeah.
Who's your inspiration, Jim Valvano? Who is it, Coach K? You don't like basketball at all, do you? You don't like basketball, do you? I can tell.
Me?
Yeah.
I do.
Oh, okay. All right.
But I haven't been part of it in a long time.
Yeah, me neither.
I do still follow it here and there. I still watch some of my favorite college teams, but overall, I haven't had cable in a while. So.
Yeah, I know where you're coming from, pal. I ran track in the 12th grade.
Field.
What a dickhead, dude.
He did field.
You know what? When people say I ran track and field, nobody says, no, you did javelin throw. I did discus and shot put. Thus, I'm a track and fielder.
You didn't do hurdles.
I couldn't do hurdles.
Oh, my gosh. How funny.
Let's not make this about
that. Harris lost his nuts on the first hurdle.
Let's talk about V'Li Harrington. V'Li Harrington, according to your very own Instagram, you're known as the Sandhill Shaman.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Ooh, that's kind of mysterious.
That's awesome, man. You should sell, like, dream catchers in your merch.
You should be wrestling.
Yeah. I thought about doing that. I actually grow, like, a bunch of, like, sage and stuff. I should just start selling bundles to the wooks at shows, you know?
What else you grow? I think we all get one plant per family now, right?
Do we?
Is that the rule?
Sure. Yeah.
Not according to my rule.
Not my state, baby.
Not the ones with buds.
Right.
The sterile ones.
Not the good ones. V'Li Harrington, what was that moment where you decided to pick up a guitar and start singing? Did anything happen, or did you just pick it up and just start playing? Tell us that story.
I did a little bit in high school. All my friends, I went to a real small school, and so we all did a little bit of everything, like in our class. So, like, the same guys that played basketball, we also, like, we played in bands and we did a bunch of other stuff. It was cool because we all tried different things and we didn't have to just be labeled as one thing
or
the other. And I just played bass for a couple different things. And then when I got in college, instead of going to class, my mom bought me a banjo and I started playing it. And then after that, I started playing guitar. And just started writing songs, and then dropped out of college. I finished high school, dropped out of college, and just started playing shows.
But it took you probably years to get good at the guitar, right? I mean, it took a long time.
Yeah, because you went banjo to guitar. Yeah, like, is that magic? I'm now trying to become a guitarist. I'm wondering, should I have started with banjo first?
It really depends on, like, It's different for everybody, like kind of how your brain works and everything. Like, growing up, we'd always had a ukulele around, and it's kind of a close to an open tuning. And so, like, banjo made a little more sense to me at the time. Now, honestly, my banjo chops have kind of gotten low and just been focusing on playing rhythm guitar and writing songs, you know?
This is why I know you're authentic.
I know, strumming.
Samoa.
Yeah.
Because you said ukulele.
Uh-huh.
He's not a ukulele, it's ukulele.
He probably grew up watching the fat guy play Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
No, but he's saying it the right way. Like, that one Mexican restaurant that I used to like to go to, back we'd go to restaurants, that lady would say, guacamole. Oh, no, she would say, tata.
Oh, yeah.
She'd say, do you want the matata? And I'm like, you ain't saying that right, but in fact, you are. Yeah. All right, Oos, what are you going to play for us?
I wrote this song a while back. It's just a quick kind of country tune, like old timey tune. It's called Best Be On My Way.
Best Be On My Way. God, boy. I love the southern, southeastern region has done more for the English language than any other dialect. Come go with us. Lord be with you. I mean, stomach's tore up. Give me another example.
Tan your hide, jerk a knot in your tail.
Jerk a knot in your tail.
Uh-huh.
Walk it dry. This, that, and the other.
Tomato, tornado.
Telegram, potato. Telephone, tell a woman. All those. all right. Here we go. It is Phoneroo Concert, Day 16, Greenville's very own big, tall, 6'5", V'Li Harrington. V'Li Harrington, everybody.
Yes, sir.
That's just me, you know it. We started young, thought we found the one in me. Just company. But soon this man had found his land, and it should his foundation made of sand. Hope that you loved him. Hope that you loved him. Hope that you met him every day. I never was your snowflake. Let's have to be on my way. Your parents fought, and I was taught that I was the best for their girl. No 9 to 5, no physical pride, no sign of network. Hope that you love him, hope that you hug him, hope that you miss him every day.
Harrington, all 6'5", awesome. Full of them. Damn it, that was good, man. That was good. With a little bit of a connection issue at the beginning, but I think it figured its way out, man. That was really cool. Good. That was really good.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, how can remind us how everybody can find your music, find your merchandise links, what all your downloads, all that stuff.
So for merch, at the moment, our online store is not live. But if they just want to message us on any of the pages of Vely Harrington and the Hamptones, like on Facebook, and you can also stream all of our stuff and buy it on Amazon, iTunes, Spotify, all that, just under VileyHarrington, and should be able to find everything there.
Well, that just deals my pickle.
He's probably getting a lot of action at these shows, I imagine.
Yeah, you had a relationship, Fat Boy's wondering.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
Right, Fat Boy's wondering if you're...
you got a girlfriend?
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Of course he does. He's 6'5". Yeah. Tall guys always have girlfriends.
Yeah.
They always do. And plus, this one's Irish/Samoan.
I know. What
so I bet he can make whiskey from Kiwi.
He can drink.
All right, listen. Appreciate you taking the time out coming on for us. When all this gets over with, I will be setting third row. I won't be able to get first or second, but I'll take third row to your next concert. Vely Harrington.
Awesome.
Sandhill Shaman. Shaman.
Good job. Right. Thank you.
Appreciate it, my friend. Phonaroo, day
thanks,
16.
Y'all.
Thank you, sir. Have a good morning. That's
right.
An awesome name. Vely.
See you tall, man.
I just bet he'd like the first day of school. I bet, you know, the teacher would just like look at his name and, you know, mispronounce it. And then you'd have to say, it's Vely.
He should be. He should be wrestling. He should be working, brother. That tall? He's half Samoan?
Yeah, and no kidding. He's like
got
the
genetics.
One who's pissed at the Samoans. He's like, Roman Reigns, meet the Sandhill Shaman.
It's perfect. He's already got his gimmick.
Yeah. I'd like to see him versus the Sandman.
He's got it.
Right. All right. We'll take a break here. That's Phonaroo Day 16. We will do this every day, weekday, until this is all over with and the concert halls and the music theaters open back up. If you want to be a part of it, just text the word phone with a P P-H-O-N-E to 72341, the CVM text line. We'll send you the link to get on here, and we're going to do them every day until we need to stop. And, in fact, we're going to stop right now and take a break.
Wouldn't you be afraid of the Sanssouci Seamus if he was walking towards you?
Seamus?
That's it. That's be like the Sanssouci Seamus, right?
No, Shaman of Sand... Sand Hill or Sand Mill?
Santee? He was good. I'm going to go back and listen to
Sand Hill. Here we go. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back more Rise Guys right after this. Chaps, my...
Get the Rise Guys on the radio.com. Stream live every morning.
No better way to start your day.
And come with the show with the daily podcast. Just make 93.3 the planet a favorite on the radio.com.
It really strengthens your groin.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 the planet. Yes!
He's frugal fingers, he's talking weak. Used to be fast, nine things that he knows all the answers, but he just googles all of his facts.
Fingers. He don't know shit.
Fingers.
He don't know shit.
Getting high, smoking a bong. Thinks that he's right and never is wrong. All times to a surgeon on Google. He's a search engine savant. He thinks that he's smart. Lights up a joint with a spark. If I had to describe Nye, he Googles stuff and acts like Einstein.
His name is Nye. He's Google fingers. He don't know why. He's full of crap. He's
full of crap.
Nye pulls his out of his picture. He Googles it.
Google Fingers.
Oh, that's a good song.
What if when Nine goes to the doctor this morning, they say, results are in. You have Google Fingers. Matt was right all along.
Are you Google Fingers?
Wait a minute. I know. When I recognize you, and he starts to probably smile like, oh, I can say, listen. And then they're like, I recognize those fingers anywhere.
Oh, my goodness.
That's Google Fingers.
You the smart ass from the internet? That's you?
Oh, Lord have mercy. Jimmy Jack Jackie is, in fact, in transit right now on the way to the doctor.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. Actually, he doesn't know it. I put a GPS on his car so I can follow him. Wow. He's going down the road right now. Look at him. There he goes.
Ah, there he is.
Yeah.
We got a cop watching you, too. He'll tell us where you go.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And also a cop, also.
Okay.
We have all those.
We got Nine going down the road, and we're going to pull him over.
What's he doing?
He's hanging his arm at the window. Susie's throwing stuff up out.
You say he's littering right now?
He's littering, but we can't give tickets out, so I can't take it to jail. Courts are closed.
Wait a minute. We can give tickets out, but during these trying times, you know.
I mean, he's going to go to virtual court if I give him a ticket.
I mean, I'll be honest with you. If I drive down the road and I see a medical mask laying on the side of the road, I'll adopt that highway and get it. Let me know where everybody's the litter. Yeah, Paige posted a freaking medical glove just laying.
Oh, they're everywhere.
I mean.
God bless. This is how we got to this point, y'all, is by leaving. It started with a bat. I know how it started. But, it's, you know, spreading of germs. Like, you took them off and then you threw them down on the ground. I saw a news story that said something very similar. And it's the people who are the blue ones that are doing it.
See?
And none of the clear ones out there on the ground.
The bad thing about that is I was wearing my mask to protect other people from my germs, and I almost walked in someone's glove. The irony of that.
Well, you don't know what they've been through till you've walked a mile in their glove. Right.
I have not seen the gloves. I see a bunch of empty condoms at the old bingo hall in Central.
You prefer somebody. Them full, though.
Yeah. I think somebody's out in the parking lot trying to. Oh, why are these all over the road?
God. That's so nasty, people.
Everybody litters now. They don't care. You're not going to get arrested.
Yes. Look, this is what we said that I don't know what jurisdiction, but a lot of officers were told, like, you know, right now, like, we got to keep our forces in forces as – enforce, rather, as possible. And Yeah, I'm speaking out of turn by even saying that.
I saw a guy this morning at the ATM put his PIN code in with his junk. Cops couldn't do anything because we're quarantined.
That's some talent.
Gotta let him go.
That is talent.
I actually use my buttocks imprint to do mine now. They just scan it.
It's bent over.
Yeah, I got $500. That's the limit out of my toilet.
Welcome. Grab your socks and bend over. Your money will be available shortly.
The mark of the beast.
Well, you're the reason for this, Paige. Paige said that there's a new toilet out on the market that will, like you have to thumbprint on the old iPhones or the new ones you just look at, it recognizes your beehole.
Your anal print.
Your anal print. Again, who knew that?
They didn't
figure out DNA till what, the 60s?
There are things 70s? On your body that are unique to you. Your fingerprints and anal print. Belongs to you. Nobody can.
My made-for-TV face?
Nobody can, steal that from you.
Right, but it recognizes that thing, or your thing, or whatever. That's crazy to me. They're going to, if my grandpa heard that, I mean, he's dead now, but if he heard that, the one that I liked, if he heard that, he'd be like, what is this world coming to?
I'm not getting one. Don't you buy me one either.
This old boy talking. Why did my grandpa talk like Hanky Mack? Well, all the old Southern men did. My grandson, he's still living down there on Earth. He said that people have a toilet machine, a commode, what we used to call it, that reads your buttocks and knows that it's yours.
You know now these kids got the toilets that wash you. Back in my day, if you got washed, that just means you ain't went in a couple days.
That's right.
Just want one that flushes.
Down here with the iPhones and the electronic toilets, couldn't find the ass with both hands in the back pockets.
You got washed in my day. You had a bowling ball dookie.
Back in my day, I had to walk 10 miles in the snow to the outhouse.
Yes. Didn't flush. No running water.
One boy got lost. It snowed so much he couldn't know his way home to follow his tracks back.
He got froze.
He didn't know whether to check his ass or scratch his watch. And he said, Lord, where's the other footprints? He says, I was carrying your ass through the snow. You've seen footprints in the sand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Seen it at every thrift store.
They're different now.
Every Southern Baptist house in America had the footprints plaque or whatever you would call that thing.
Oh, man.
The good old days.
Yes.
The good old days. Yeah, what's the other thing that we were going to hit here about coronavirus?
Oh, what was it?
There was something with the – okay, we covered that Paige stepped in a glove. Did you slide down, by the way?
What?
When you stepped on the medical glove, did you slide down?
I almost did. I stopped myself because I looked down and I said, what is this blue thing I'm about to put my foot over? And then I noticed it was amongst a lot of cigarette butts. And it really grossed me out, so I'm glad I stopped.
Come on, people. Just don't throw it everywhere.
Do you, don't throw it. Don't throw it. Don't throw it anywhere. Throw it in a trash can. And also, let me, an addendum to the list of people that I've been thanking throughout the week.
Oh, please.
Thank you to the trash workers.
Yes.
Like, think about that for a minute.
Jay Dizzle, Flash and Blumpkins. Those guys.
Yeah, and especially the dude who rides on the back of the truck.
Thank you. You know?
I couldn't do it. I mean, you got to hang on the whole time.
Oh, that part, yeah. But
there's
no seat
back there.
During these trying times, like being the guy who goes in, because everybody and their daddy, see, that's another thing I noticed yesterday. Goodwill's finally closed. They heard my order.
I told you, I don't care. They know jobs going right. They got to train nobody. The job shut down.
The building that's full of like everybody's, donations, mainly clothes, furniture, shoes, they were open up until a couple days ago, but yet I live near a Goodwill, and I drive past it on the way home, and their donation area, holy crap.
Massive.
Yeah, because a lot of people's is at home, quarantined.
You can't leave the house.
Cleaning the garage, doing a spring cleaning.
I did that.
You did?
Guilty. I did. I moved some furniture to the Goodwill.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
But it was jam-packed, so...
Did you stop and...
I might have eyeballed it. I might have slowed down.
Hunt for a relic or two.
I didn't see a relic or two. Let's go look through the treasures. Dumpster diving's never been easier. Actually, they have a... Dumpster diving's now drive-thru. You can actually, like, drive through the donation drive-thrus and just look and grab whatever you want. Well, don't do that.
You can go to any business now and pretty much buy their stock of whatever.
Let me tell you something. If you go out, because I don't want to give too much attention to this, but a store in the upstate, yesterday or day before, I read it yesterday, overnight got robbed, and they went in and just gutted, took everything out. Like, does anybody, are you a fool to think that, like, your town, your city, your block, whatever, it's not pertinent to you that these businesses stay afloat?
I'm just going to help you out.
Absolutely, yeah.
Or do you not believe in karma? Faith, all that out of, like, karma. Like, these people are, like, dealing with the toughest time they've ever lived through, and you're going to go in and rob their business.
Come on, man.
You should be a domestic terrorist.
Nobody wants another, New Orleans situation or Katrina with the looting or Baltimore.
Gosh, no.
My God, if them rats started taking over the upstate, we would be okay because it would be open. You'd get as many unlimited tags on rats as you want.
We got a bunch of gold ones downtown already.
Gold rats, yeah.
Look for those.
Yeah, all that. What was the thing you were telling me that someone, it was some landmark or something, Fat Boy, that is usually very populated, and it was a photo or something?
It was a picture of Los Angeles. Did you see the photo?
Oh, the streets?
Well, it was a skyline photo. Usually, it's one of the most polluted cities in the country, all the smog. But they have now the best air quality they've had, and they're talking about like 100 years. Because, they're locked down. They've been locked down for a few weeks.
Without the traffic.
Yeah. And it's clear.
And it's kind of like a valley. Everything just sits in there.
Because I told you, I don't know if it's just my personal appreciation for nature and singing birds, but I hear it more now. And I don't know if the two kind of are intermingling as far as that goes, if I'm just paying attention more or if I'm hearing more birds chirping. But what if it comes to this thing where through all this, they say, all right, you know how bears do it, where they go hibernate for a little bit and they come out?
Yeah, they grow their own plugs.
Maybe that becomes a thing where we have to go and hibernate just to make the ecology kind of keep going.
Save the world. I don't see any road rage, man. I kind of miss people honking and flipping people off.
I told Caitlin last night, I said, I got to find out how the FOF line is. How is that?
I mean, the common theme is people are tired of being quarantined.
Yeah.
Got nothing else going on. You got people that are normally happy together at each other's throats.
Oh, no.
Quarantined together.
I mean, it's rough.
Be kind.
You got the gay moon going on, too. I mean, we already
It was a pink moon, and Pat Robertson said that.
You didn't see anything pink, so I'll take your advice.
Believe me over astrologers.
Well, I don't think it's pink.
They said it was the biggest moon. They said it was the biggest moon of the year.
You might see more natural occurrences like that. Because, we're not out smogging it up.
Right.
Polluting everything. Who knows what's going to happen? I kind of miss people being out on the road, running into each other.
Yeah.
Texting, not paying attention.
I don't miss it at all.
Well, with the Pat Robertson, the televangelist, whatever, said that it was a warning sign or whatever, apocalyptic thing, because the moon was gay because it was pink.
Oh, gosh. Stop the hate.
What I said earlier, though, is like, to me, I don't necessarily associate pink with women anymore as much as I do breast cancer. And then the question I said was, what color do we need to wear for coronavirus awareness? And Big Brown, of all people, sent in, and I made a note here, what we should wear in awareness or coronavirus. Snot green.
That's a tough question.
Snot green.
Oh, snot green.
Snot green.
I thought you said it's not green.
Snot green. Snot green is the color that you wear. Like,
is that like a neon green?
It's like a, I'll tell you. I'll tell you in Emojis. It's it's the one where the dude is. It looks like he's throwing up.
That
like one. A lime green.
Yeah, because they have a butt, dude. I've had a lot of time on my hands recently. I've been looking at some of the Emojis on here. Well, I tell you what, they had not appease, but they make it all encompassing for everybody. Like, there's wheelchairs on there. There's CNI canes.
Blind guy?
Walking canes? What do you call those? The ones where but they stick it out way far out.
Blind sticks?
Is that what you call it?
No.
I don't know.
It's like a selfie stick, but they use it to feel around with.
People on Blind Lugs got to text us. He knows what it is.
Yeah. But they have all these on there. But yeah, the snot green, to answer your question, I think is that vomit green that they use on emojis.
That could take off. I mean, it really could.
Well, we didn't get to do it on St. Damn Patrick's Day.
Can we get some shirts? I mean, it's going to gain some momentum for sure. Because I was thinking brown, but I'm like, only because, you know, it's like you got to mix some blood in there. Then you don't want to get too morbid about it.
Yeah, because you don't want people to start thinking about, like, oh, God, I have blood in my stool. It's an awful thought.
It's not good. Because you already have people that's going to believe that gay moon stuff. And I don't want to pile on to that, too.
That's a boy. I tell you.
Oh, my God, Pat's right.
This is weird. Be careful what you wish for kind of thing. You know, I personally don't like the spread of crazy conspiracies.
Yeah.
Especially actually during a time like this. I saw on Instagram where they actually had something flagged, and it says Instagram fact checker. And they linked me to an article that says this meme or whatever it was is not factual. And I'm like, I've often said that'd be nice. But then again, that's like whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want the spread of stupid false rumors and stuff about, oh, God, it's 5G, or, oh, God, it's a gay moon, or whatever, any of that stuff.
Yeah, people got to pay attention.
But the fact that they can figure it out with a bot or algorithm or what, analytics, and then
that's different.
Instantly that bot or whoever goes and fact checks it and then flags it.
It's amazing that some people can look at it and say, oh, that's a farce.
Right.
But other people are like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Well, those are the people that believe everything.
Yeah. I mean, you're just stupid. There's no way else to put it.
No. They are stupid, you're saying.
Yeah, it's just not smart. I mean, you got to – come on, man.
In these trying times.
The moon's not gay.
It's not. It wasn't even pink, for God's sake.
It's got an orientation.
What a weird text. What if that's not a moon and that's actually the hole out into outer space?
Now, that could be something.
Well, the hole's got dents in it and pockmarks. Get a dermatologist to the moon, for God's sake. All right, we'll take a break. Be back right after this. Morning, everybody.
106.3 WORD presents the Prisma Health Coronavirus Report. Learn more at prismahealth.org/coronavirus.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.